Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big, get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Today, our guest is Megan. Megan, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. So, Megan, let us know from where you are and what you do.
Well, I am from Ontario, Canada. I'm currently just wrapping up my first year in business. So I am a co-founder of a brand called Tallow Twins. We make a purified and rendered tallow-based skincare line. So everything that we have in our skincare line, our main ingredient is tallow. And tallow is the fat around a cow's organs. So that being said, it is ancestral inspired. We didn't come up with this. This isn't new. This is how humans have evolved. So we've used this ancestral inspired skincare practice and brought it into our modern day practices with our face creams, our lip balms that we have, sugar scrub, any exfoliator. Tallow has been the holy grail to us in our skincare journey. And we just wanted to make it available to other people in our community. At the time when we started last year, there was no one in our area that had even really heard about it, or there wasn't anybody that had it readily available to them. So then we were like, okay, well, here's a market. And then also at the time I was graduating university, I do have a twin sister. So she is the other half of Tallow Twins. And then we are the twins behind the tallow. So yeah, I graduated school. She was working as a traditional birth attendant. And she also was making these small batch skincare products for her clients. So she approached me and was like, you just finished school. You were in business. You know what you're doing. I'm basically the passion behind the project and you're the brains. Put that together and we became a dream team. We created our brand. And it just ever since then, we've been figuring out it as we go. Everything has been a learning curve. Everything has had its challenges, even in our outside of the business, just us learning how to be business partners and then sisters all at the same time. So obviously a lot of people would know that it is quite difficult to work with family, but we've definitely made it work as we are in our, well, officially in our second year, just started. But yeah, it's been super great. We've met so many amazing connections along the way. And yeah, that's a bit of our story of where we've came from and how we've gotten here.
Awesome. So skincare products are one of the very good products, like if they are not going to harm your skin. So So this is the main point going on in everywhere. And this is the point of discussion everywhere. So how did you recognize the gap in the market that you could fill?
Well, it was just kind of like we honestly, because we wanted to use the products ourselves and we couldn't get it because a lot of the companies that had already pre-existed to be prior to us making it ourselves were in the States. So it was either they didn't ship to Canada or we had to pay duties that were just outrageous. So it just wasn't affordable. So that's why Madison had started making her own. And then I personally had never even really heard of it up until the time that my sister approached me and said, hey, let's start making it kind of thing. So I was just kind of, you know, I was very non-aware of the market space. I was non-aware of the product itself. I basically was going in blind. Whereas my sister, she knew about the products. She knew about other brands that were already out there. So I was just the one that came in and was just like, okay, let's start here. You show me the products. We'll start branding. And I also, in school, I had majored in marketing. So that was easy for me to take over that realm. I'm like figuring out where we can put ourselves in the market. And also that being said, nowadays you're going to go into a health food store, you're going to go into Sephora and you're going to read all these products that are greenwashed. So all these products have all these huge claims that they're clean, they're sustainable, they're XYZ. And you read the back of the label or I personally also have a scanner app on my phone that I'll scan all these products and they don't score nearly as well on the green scale as that they would clean. They're actually full of of like propylene glycol and all these like not so great things for your skin. And just like our skin is also our biggest organ, right? So it's absorbing everything that we put on it. It's absorbing the environmental factors around us. So it's just recognizing that there actually wasn't anything truly clean out there. So we were just like, might as well make our own. And like at the time, we weren't really sure where we were going to scale from it. We weren't sure if we were just going to be small batch local in our farmer's market neighbor next door, you know, and where we are out in the country as well. So, you know, there's no big box stores around us unless we go into town. But yeah, so it's just, we made our space, and then now we see people growing within the space as well, because it is on the upward trend. People are hearing about tallow. People are starting to make their own tallow. You're seeing it a little bit everywhere now. A lot of people would beg to differ because they still are saying, oh, I have no idea what that is. But if tallow's in your algorithm on the socials, then you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, completely got it. So how many products do you have at this time? And what was the very first product that you launched?
The very first product that we launched was Happy Baby. So that one is our most neutral scentless, but all of our products are scented with essential oils. So that one does not entail any essential oils. And that was also the one that Madison was making in small batches for her clients. And now I believe we have 8 products, and we have 3 more that are in the works.
Awesome.
So we're trying to get into like the makeup scene right now with a lip and cheek tint. So like blush, lipstick. We're also trying to do a soap, which is on our radar right now. We've managed to actually have like a full batch ready to go. And we are also trying to get into the deodorants. So there is quite a few tallow brands out there that do already have a deodorant, but just having our own and adding another SKU to our lineup would just be pretty ideal. And we're at that point where we need to grow right now. We're just trying to dip our toes into any product that we could absolutely whip up ourselves.
All right. So do you think that probably Dove and Old Spice could be your competitors?
I wouldn't say no, because our price point is completely different. They are relatively on the cheaper side. And I wouldn't say our products are necessarily cheap. They are cheaper than a lot of other tallow brands that are out there. Some of them are quite pricey compared to ours. But Old Spice and Dove, they're in a completely different wheelhouse, because they are made of genuinely all synthetic ingredients. They're not clean at all, especially Old Spice. They're full of hormone disruptors. So it's not even like, it's a completely different ballgame for us. But they are still, because there's two completely different markets. It's if you're holistic or not. Like, it's just, there's two different wheelhouses there.
So yeah, that's the point where you differentiate your product from the market. From the well-known market, in fact.
Okay. Yeah.
So what do you prefer? Like, I believe to sell the products, you must be doing some marketing. You must be doing some other things as well, like delivery and cargoes, all of these things. So what do you prefer? Do you prefer that you work with the vendors in these terms, or you work with your own team? Have you built your own team?
So officially, we have hired on 2 more people that are hired on through agencies. So we are currently running an affiliate program right now. And we've also just recently hired on somebody to help us with our Google shop. So that is very new to us. Like, we've only started that within the last 2 weeks. But other than that, we've only been running just my sister and I. We've been the kids behind the team the whole time. Like, we're the only ones there. But now we are starting to get to the point where we are hiring on other people, working with agencies, and it's getting exciting. And we have like increased our AOV. We're definitely moving in the right direction for scaling wise, and it's all becoming super exciting.
Awesome. So whenever you are hiring someone, like when you're building your team, at that time, what are the main parameters that are in your mind while you're hiring?
Definitely whether or not the person aligns with us. So with the 2 people that we just started working with, we had met them at a conference in Texas through Ecom Sweetie. It's a women in e-commerce scene. It was honestly such an eye-opener for Mads and I to attend that conference. And we definitely picked these girls out of the crowd, because they were just like so down to earth. They were so kind. They genuinely believed in our brand, and they loved talking to us, and we loved, and vice versa. Like, talking to them was just like, you guys are quite literally amazing. So it was just like, it instantly clicked. So it was a no brainer when we first met them. We were like, yes, we are working with them. Like, they're the ones that we want to hire on. We want to work with them. We want to know, we want to learn from them, most importantly. So it's just, it really wasn't up for option. It was just, we knew right away.
All right. So in terms of a founder is always going to face a lot of challenges. So I believe you must have faced a lot of challenges. Can you share one, maybe the recent one or whatever the problems you are trying to solve at this point?
So one of our most recent challenges that we have brought on has been switching to in-house printing. Uh-huh. So I recently had invested with Canon, Canon printers, and I had bought a printer from them. And that printer, like everything that they had sold me on, did not deliver. And that was back in February. So I believe it was like the end of February, I'd purchased the printer. I received the printer in the beginning of March. And then from there, the printer wasn't working right off the top. They sent technicians out, tried to fix it. We got it kind of working. The colors still, like everything about it was just still not 100%. And then I was just like, you know what, take this thing back. I don't want it. It's not working and it's not worth it to me. I just spent and we're a baby business. We had we're only in this at the time. We weren't even in for a full year yet. We didn't necessarily have the cash flow to do it, but we just went for it and whatever. And then after I said, hey, take this printer back, they kind of were like, no, you're stuck with it. But then I was like, there's not a chance. Like, I can return this. And they're like, oh, well, it's been over 30 days. And I'm like, well, it's been over 30 days because you guys lack communication. And I've emailed you guys a zillion times and you guys haven't got back to me. So this whole experience working with Canon has just been an absolute nightmare. So this is our, switching to in-house printing has been our hugest mistake, not necessarily mistake, but it's been a huge hurdle because I finally have managed to return the printer, but I still haven't got my money back for it, which is really crazy. A whole nother story for another time. And I've also reached out to another printing company for a printer, and I have already received that one and I have already been printing on that. But that being said, I still haven't received my refund from Canon, and dealing with them still is just not good.
All right. So when we talk about the printing, are you printing in two languages or just in English?
Just in English right French. Now. Haven't really been dabbling in the French because we're direct to consumer. So we haven't really touched on our the French part of it. And also not because we haven't been into any stores yet. There is no requirements for us to have both languages on our packaging. But yeah, that's another bridge to be crossed.
All right. Makes sense. So let's talk about your goals. What are your short-term goals in next 3 to 6 months?
We legit just made a goals list the other day with the one agency that we're working with. So we're looking to increase our weekly sales. We want to go have at least $1,000 sales in a week. And that's within the next month or two. And then our 6 month goal is to have $30,000 months. And then we also want to have, we are adding the three products. So that's also within the next 3 months that we are going to be working on. And we are also starting to include facial massagers and dry brushes onto our website. So that's just going to boost our AOV, hopefully. And that is another big goal that we are reaching. So we want to reach $110 as our AOV. And what else? Our email flows. We really want to tune in on our email flows and start generating revenue from them, because that is an extremely important realm for an e-commerce brand. So, yeah.
All right. So what is the ratio of your e-commerce and the retail? How much sale you are getting from the retail and how much percentage you are getting from the e-commerce business?
Right now, our e-commerce is drawing in around $6,000 a month.
What's the percentage? What is the percentage?
Our percentage?
Yeah.
Pretty well, 90% e-commerce. And then we have maybe 10% in-person sales and in-store sales.
All right. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. So how do you measure your success for the business?
Definitely by revenue, I would say, but also just by hearing the success stories with our customers, because they are mostly people that do have skin ailments. So a lot of people will reach out and be like, you've changed the skin quality of my kid's eczema, just like stuff like that. We've fixed, you know, just all of that stuff. That is always so great to hear and amazing. It's very fulfilling.
Awesome. So what would be your best piece of advice for our viewers?
My best piece of advice is to just go for it, honestly. I would say you're not going to get anywhere without trying, and you can't, you just got to kind of pretty well fake it till you make it. And learning as you go is definitely a big one. Like there's a lot of people that I know that would be like feared away from like doing their own thing, or just like have like a lot of, you know, pent up anxiety about trying to do something on their own, but you just really got to go for it. You can't let something hold you back, but all around, like, just go for it. Don't let anything stop you. And if you have an idea, and if you have a brand, if even your own like self branding on your personal accounts and whatnot, like, just go for it. Be raw and be authentic with whatever you do.
Awesome. So Megan, how our viewers can reach you, if you can share your website and your social media handle, that would be great.
Would you like me to send that to you, or I can add it in our chat up here?
You can just speak up over there.
Oh, sweet. So our website is www.tallowtwins.ca. And our Instagram handle is just tallowtwins. No underscores or dots or anything.
Awesome. So thank you, Megan. I really enjoyed the conversation. Best of luck for your second year. I hope you will begin to achieve your goals.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.